When you get everything in your life quick and easy, it will kill your soul. I'll say that again. If everything in your life comes to you quick and easy, you're at risk of killing your soul. Hello, welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host, an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach. In this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Mindset's important because it determines your success, whether you're looking for success in running or in life. Okay, back to the main point. The quick and easy that you get is killing your soul. What do I mean by that? Well, we live in a place where, most of us do this. I am right there with you. I always try to look for shortcuts, or, they call them life hacks. The easy button, that was a good visual. That was easy. Microwave, instant mashed potatoes, fast food, instant downloads, and convenience stores. Everything that we get comes to us. We're looking for the fastest way to get what we want. And that is, there's nothing wrong with any of those things. Well, maybe if you have too much fast food, that's probably not a good thing, but you face it. We live in a society. We are conditioned to the fact that we look for everything easy and fast and quick. And don't get me wrong. I love convenience. I don't want to go back to the horse and buggy days. I don't want to go back to doing everything by hand, especially not accounting. Heavens, no, please not accounting. I love the speed of accounting programs. I don't want to do everything hard and slow, which is the opposite of quick and easy, I suppose. But the thing that I want to talk about today is the conditioning of just everyday life for us, the way life works. We're conditioned to look for the easiest, the most comfortable, the fastest, the least challenging way to go about everything, all of life. And what I'm saying is if we apply that with a paint roller to the entirety of our life and everything is quick and easy, That will eventually, rot your soul. If there is not a challenge, if we don't have something to challenge us, we need that. It's like working out. If you just sit on the couch, eat potato chips, and watch Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever it is that is there, and you never move your body, you never go stress your muscles, what happens. And the thing is, and we have to go, if you want your soul to prosper, if you want to have vitality, and this is something I've been there. I've been that guy on the couch eating potato chips eating. And if you listen to the last one, I think it was the last one of these, Monday Morning Mindsets, talked about, complacency. I was a very complacent person, and it didn't work out well for me, and ended up being miserable. I thought I was going with the flow. I would be very, 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 very happy with that. But yes, it will rot your soul. And the thing is that there's an in between, because you can choose a challenge. That's what I'm saying. You need a challenge. So if you're too comfortable, if you're too complacent and you don't have a challenge, you say, okay, I'm going to go out and find a challenge. Well, I did that. And, I chose easy challenges. Tried to make it so that, it felt like a challenge. It felt like I was stretching myself, but success was kind of a sure thing. If you ever, seen the movie, A Sure Thing, you kind of know what I'm talking about, that success, the happy ending is guaranteed. That didn't work either. And so what I finally came to is the fact human nature for all of us, just part of our human nature is we place value on how much work or effort it takes to get something. I'm talking in general. Now there's with the digital age, there's a lot of things that people place high value on that required very, very little work. So the value is kind of in the eye of the beholder. But in general, for us, the harder that we work for something, the harder you work to get it, any of the longer it takes, the more you value it. And I take a minute and think about some of those things. I don't have any specific examples. I probably could think of some, but you can probably find those in your own life as well. Think about something that you wanted and you had to save for and wait for and strive for and work for that didn't come to you quickly or easily. And what kind of value did you feel when you achieved that goal or when you got the thing that you were working for? And so for a lot of us, just our society, we equate value with money. And so that the more money we spend, the more valuable it is. And for most of us, in order to earn more money, it takes more time. And so whether it's monetary value or time value, the more you put into it, the more you tend to value that thing. And for a challenge, and we're talking kind of about challenges here. The fact, and what I said, what I'm getting at is that you and I need a challenge to make us feel that it's worth something. That we need something in our life that's not quick and easy. Like I said, I'm not going back to the horse and buggy days, but the place that we're in is we have the luxury of being able to choose something that is going to challenge us, because we don't have to go out and hunt for food. We don't have to go out and shell our own corn and grind our own grain, walk everywhere we go. There's a lot of, I love the conveniences of modern life, and gives me the luxury of choosing my challenge. For me, my challenge is running ultramarathons. And among other things, there are other things, but in the past, choosing easy challenges, choosing sure things, that didn't satisfy either. I felt like even if I did win, or when I did win, it was like, oh well, it was too easy. For example, for me, it was a big challenge. Ran 50 miles, and I got done, went to sleep. Next morning, woke up and I saw a friend of mine coming in. He was about 90 miles into his 100-mile run. I looked at his face and I went, okay, I felt like I was challenged, and I was running and finishing 50 miles. I looked at his face and says, I didn't get to that point. That's a challenge that I want to take on, and that's why I chose a challenge of running 100 miles. So that's what I'm trying to get at, is that the more risk of the failure, the harder it is, greater the feeling of success. And believe me, I felt great achieving the 50-mile goal. I felt great achieving a 100-mile goal, and yet those two things is kind of what I'm getting at, is that if you have things in your life that are always predictable and easy, it's like living in Groundhog Day. The challenge is to make it through the day without being bored out of your mind. And I know that there are some people who are happy with that, and God bless you if you're one of those. I don't know how you wandered into this podcast, because I'm not that kind of a person, and I don't think that the kind of people who listen to me are going to be that kind of people. If you're happy with your life the way it is, don't want to change anything, I can't really help you, because I'm the kind of person, I am looking for that epic challenge. I want to have an epic life, something that makes me dig deep inside of me to find out what I'm made of and to find out what I've got, and can I go out and face an epic challenge and do something more than I ever imagined I could. I call this the ultramarathon mindset. That's what this podcast is about, the ultramarathon mindset. People say, oh, life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. No, it's not. Life is an ultramarathon. And in an ultramarathon, you start slow, you work, you build yourself up, you have gradual progress, you have to manage your energy, you have to push through your setbacks, and you have to dig deep and keep moving forward. Those things are not easy. Those things are not quick. And so, take all the comforts of the our quick and easy, everywhere you can get, but use that to go out and find something that's going to challenge you to dig deep, because that is going to keep your soul alive. And as a mindset coach, that's what I do. I help people go after their epic thing. And something that will change your life, a challenge that will be meaningful. And breaking out of your limiting beliefs and finding out what you're made of, doing more than what you ever imagined possible. It's not fast and easy. It's not quick and easy. It takes time. Mindset work is hard work. Running an ultramarathon is hard work. But there are things in life that are worth hard work. And if you're looking for what you can do to make your soul come alive, give me a shout here at the Ultramarathon Mindset Podcast. It is ultramindsetpodcast.run. I still have trouble remembering what that exactly is. ultramindsetpodcast.run. You can leave me a voice message or text me there. Best way to get a hold of me. You can also reach me on Instagram at Eric Dieter. And that Instagram is where I'm most active. Hey, thank you a lot for listening. The last thing is it worth the effort? Absolutely. And that kind of life, going after your epic thing, I'm having the best time of my life right now. And I want to help others have that as well. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.